Cruise ship employee gets 30 years for filming children with hidden cameras. By Randy Clark on August 30, 2024. A U.S. District Court judge sentenced a Philippine national to 30 years in federal prison for placing hidden cameras in cruise ship passenger bathrooms to film children. The United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida announced the sentencing on Wednesday of 34-year-old Arvin Joseph Mirasol for placing the hidden cameras since December 2023. Mirasol, a former employee of the Royal Caribbean Group, was arrested in March 2024 after a guest traveling on a Symphony of the Seas cruise ship discovered a hidden camera in her bathroom. After discovering the camera attached to the bathroom sink counter, the guest reported the incident to the ship's security staff. Mirasol was responsible for cleaning passenger staterooms on that cruise, prosecutors stated. The security staff detained Mirasol on the ship until the vessel docked at Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale. The Broward County Sheriff's Office and Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, began investigating Mirasol's actions on board the cruise. Examining Mirasol's electronics revealed numerous videos of children in various stages of undress. The focus of the videos was on the children's genital areas, according to the United States Attorney's Office. In one video, Mirasol appeared as he installed a camera in a guest's bathroom. HSI agents were able to identify children depicted in the videos who ranged from 2 to 17 years of age. According to court documents, Mirasol had placed cameras in passenger cabins since December 2023. Mirasol would enter the guests' rooms while they were showering and hide under their beds so he could secretly record them exiting the shower. U.S. Attorney Marcon Z. LaPointe for the Southern District of Florida and Special Agent in Charge Anthony Salisbury of HSI, Miami, made the announcement. HSI Fort Lauderdale investigated the case with assistance from CBP and Royal Caribbean Group Security. Assistant U.S. Attorney Catherine Coons prosecuted the case. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.